everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Hog futures continue to lead the complex lower today despite gains in spot month trade. This has further eroded live cattle trade due to limited market direction throughout the entire complex. Over in live cattle today, firm pressure has moved back into the complex, with April futures posting a 42-cent loss, falling to 126.46 throughout the day. Cash market trade shocked the market today, with light to moderate trade developing across the south. Live trade was seen at $126 per hundredweight and was a surprise given that both sides seemed to be resigned to waiting until Friday before active trade developed over the past several weeks. This could leave more volatility throughout the end of the week, with bids $205 seen in the north, but these prices are still well below the $210 asking prices. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, $1.72 higher in select and down 70 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 85 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, limited activity has continued to develop throughout the feeder cattle complex following some moderate price swings throughout the day. The underlying pressure, though, in most outside markets and softness in live cattle trade has maintained a generally weak hold on the entire complex. But summer contracts are starting to break away from this market pressure, with narrow gains in May and August futures based on firm losses in grain trade, which lower production costs. Meanwhile, today, grains were trending lower, with corn trade 4 cents lower as outside market pressure limited supportive news. Soybean trade was 12 cents lower with weak midday tones, and we are trading at a near four-month low. Meal was $6 lower and bean oil just a few points lower. Over in wheat, trade was fractionally lower after a mixed morning. Spillover pressure from row crops and outside markets has limited the mild recovery in wheat prices that have been seen over the past few weeks. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.